So I just want to walk through with you next is the sort of critical dates of the state budget process. Early September, budget change proposals are due to the Department of Finance. Those will be the requests that the branch will make, asking for budget adjustments for the subsequent fiscal year. So we have to plan now for something that's going to happen a year from now in hopes that we get these additional resources. January 10 is when the governor's budget is released. Legislative Analyst Office does a review, provides input and their thoughts on the governor's budget. March through May, we have legislative budget hearings. Very important that we sort of maintain our advocacy through that process. May 14th is a statutory required release of the May revision. It is required by the governor to submit an updated budget that reflects the most recent revenue projections as well as caseload, say for Proposition 98 education. So that's the statutorily required deadline. June 15th is the constitution deadline for passage of the budget bill by the legislature, and the governor has 12 days to sign or veto the budget bill or make amendments with the blue pencil, and then we have July 1, the new fiscal year begins. So that those are those key points. January 10, May 14th are when we will see from the administration changes to the budget through the March legislative budget hearings, when we'll see the legislature's take on the governor's budget. So we try best we can. I think we've called together folks through SEAC and the PJ Advisory Committee when there are important issues. For example, when the governor's budget comes out, we've done branch-wide phone calls to give details about what's in the budget rather than having you read it in the press or hear it from someone else. We figure we'd like to hear a consistent story and message about what's in the budget. So we're trying as best we can to consistently and provide you input on what it is that is happening budgetarily. There's major changes that happen during the legislative process, calling all the branch leaders together and making sure everybody's aware. And I think that's been a really good improvement over the last couple of years.